genuine Michigan common sense on display every day.
This is the Steve Gruber Show, brought to you this hour by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. Shifting gears now, my next guest, Adam Ossoff, Professor of Law, George Mason University's Antonin Scalia Law School. Professor, welcome back to the conversation.
Thank you, Steve. It's a pleasure to be here this morning.
You know, it's interesting. We've been talking about this a couple of different times this week, the challenges faced when it comes to intellectual property and protecting patent rights and the rights of people that come up with some great idea only to have it ripped off by China or even today some other company in America. There are a lot of challenges out there, and you say there's a new administrative tribunal that's killing patents and hammering innovation as well, called the Patent Trial and Appeal Board. What is the PTAB?
Yeah, so it's another one of these alphabet soup agencies that's been created in, you know, in the administrative state. The job of the PTAB, as you just identified, is to literally kill patents, to cancel the patents that have been issued to innovators and inventors who come up with the new great technological or medical innovation that makes all of our lives today amazing. And you know, as of like last spring, it's canceled more than 19,000 patents, and it's doing so very arbitrarily, without any due process and without any protections that property right owners normally receive when they go to court.
So 19,000 patents nullified, which is the same as killing them. What does this say? What is this a creation of? Is this a creation of the Trump administration? Does it predate the Trump administration? Where did this little monster come from?
Yeah, it's a great question, and unfortunately, you know, patents, because you know, most people's eyes glaze over when you start talking about patents. But let me just make it kind of real and concrete for your listeners. We're talking about people like Thomas Edison, you know, the invention of the light bulb, right, the Wright brothers, the invention of the airplane, you know, Samuel Colt, the invention of the repeating firearm in the 19th century. Samuel Singer's invention, the sewing machine. I mean, these are the great American innovators upon which, you know, our economy and our lives today have been built, and America has flourished. And so there was a perception that there was the patent office makes mistakes, and they sometimes issue patents that they shouldn't. You know, they're humans there, and so fortunately, you know, because it's patents and it's technology and it can be kind of complex, this tends to be a, quote, bipartisan issue, unquote, on the Hill. So it's an issue that was, you know, pushed both by Republicans and Democrats in 2011 when this agency was created. And it really is a problem. I mean, it's a serious problem they're doing. They're stacking panels to get preordained results. They're not providing any due process protections to patent owners. They're contradicting court decisions. Courts are finding some patents to be valid, and the PTAB says, we don't care, we think this patent is invalid. And this is just creating numerous problems for innovators to try to invest the type of money and create the new technology that we rely on today.
I think you've missed the most important inventor of all, Thomas Crapper, but we'll get back to him. So in this environment, it seems appropriate we talk about Thomas Crapper. Let me ask you this though: this PTAB organization, how long has that been around? Where did it come from? What are its origins?
It was created in 2011 through legislation enacted by Congress and signed by President Obama at that time. But as I said, the legislation was bipartisan. Unfortunately, Republicans and Democrats, it's known as the Smith-Leahy bill, because both a Republican senator and a Republican and a Democratic senator put their names on it. And so it was part of a massive overhaul of the U.S. patent system through legislation that really degraded American patent rights. And this is something that a lot of people don't realize, is that, you know, patents, you know, are, as I said earlier, are property rights and new innovation, like created by people like Thomas Edison and the Wright brothers, as I mentioned. And this is something unique that America did. This is something that was uniquely part of the American system of government from the get-go. We put it in our Constitution. The Founding Fathers put the ability of Congress to enact laws to protect patents and copyrights in the Constitution. It was the first time that was ever done in history. This was part of what was called American exceptionalism, bound up very much in our protection of rights, life, and liberty, and property. And so they passed these laws in 2011 to degrade our patent system to make us more in conformity with other countries' laws and other countries' practices.
How does that usually work out for us when we try to get under international bodies and they drag the United States, whether in finance or anywhere else? That doesn't work for us as a general rule, does it?
No. We've been the phrase that Ronald Reagan loved to use is, we've been the shining city on the hill, right? We've been the beacon of freedom, of the exemplar of the free market and what it means to protect freedom and property rights in this country. And so when we try to match ourselves to other countries, we're not raising the bar, we're lowering our bar.
Well, exactly, because we've been the world leader when you look at the American system of economics.
Exactly.
The American system of economics has led the world because of its basis. On Adam Smith's The Wealth of Nations. I mean, the whole foundation of our economy has shined brighter than anybody else because it was based on something different. But I've got to ask you, Professor, how do you fit in on today's modern academic campus? I mean, at George Mason, you must be a pariah out there.
I believe in the free market. I believe in the rights of life, liberty, and property, and limited government. And so, as a general matter within the academy, yes, and I defend patent rights. But I've also, there are other people who are like me in the academy. And so, I actually formed an academic center at my law school, Antonin Scalia Law School. Very proud to teach there. Called the Center for the Protection of Intellectual Property to try to balance out and counter all of the leftist anti-property, anti-intellectual property rhetoric that you hear from professors and others with rigorous, really rigorous, data-driven and historically based
research. Well, it reminds me, and I don't remember the gentleman's name, who invented the intermittent windshield wiper. Mm-hmm. And it was basically ripped off by all the big, car manufacturers. And for years and years and years, he fought and fought, and he kept getting swept. Finally, he won because they realized this guy had, in fact, done something different and had changed the industry and changed driving for everybody. And he finally collected his money. But the little guy getting the screws put to him, that's nothing new in American history or world history, for that matter.
Right. And patents have been exactly that. They've been about protecting also the little guy, the individual. Individuals are the people who get patents, not corporations and not conglomerates. Like I mentioned, Thomas Edison, the Wright brothers, Isaac Singer, Samuel Colt, the Colt firearm, and this has been a key part of it. And in fact, these are the people who are being hurt the worst by PTAB, because what happens is that anyone can file a petition, anyone in the world, to cancel a patent at the PTAB, and people who want new innovation, new inventions for free, and large corporations who realize an individual's got a new invention and wants to take it, they try to take it. And this is happening right now. Josh Malone, this father of eight and from Dallas, Texas, invented the Bunch of Balloon, which fills up 100 water balloons in less than 1 minute.
Yeah.
Seals them. Amazing invention. Great innovation. And it was immediately ripped off by Telebrands, on TV corporation. And they are canceling his patents at the PTAB.
Of course. Well, you talk about people ripping off people of patents. There are a lot of historians that would argue that Thomas Edison was the master of stealing other people's ideas. You've heard that discussion. At any rate, I'll give you the last word real quick.
Well, I really want to call upon your listeners to make sure that they keep the heat up on their congresspersons about this. They let them know that they care about these issues. This is about the innovation economy in the United States. And so, call your congresspersons, tell them to support the Stronger Patent Act, which will reform the PTAB. And you can research more of this by going online and Googling Crippling the Innovation Economy. It's a white paper that I and other scholars worked on.
Professor Adam Mossoff from George Mason University, thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve. Pleasure to be here.
Hear that? Isn't that a beautiful sound? Well, DTE Energy is committed to keeping them safe. That's why we monitor the natural gas system 24/7, 365. Upgrade and inspect thousands of miles of neighborhood gas lines, and do over 300,000 safety inspections every year. Because to us, safety is all about your peace of mind. And it sounds like this. DTE Energy. Know your own power. Trying to save money? Well, DTE Energy is committed to helping you save. As a matter of fact, we lowered our natural gas rate by 9% as of April 1st, because we're passing our own lower costs onto you. So you get safe, reliable energy, and you pay less, which means you save more. Just go to dteenergy.com/newbill for more information. DTE Energy. Know your own power.
Everybody, let's go, let's go. Welcome, everyone, to West High School Spring Fling.
All right, I've gone through all the tracks. Just move through the beats. Do your thing.
All right, everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, a.k.a. DJ Hook.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So getting into college, I've got what it takes. Okay, I went through the practice sessions. I slept good. I feel good.
We will now begin the test. Please take out your pencils.
I got this.
We're all good at something. Maybe it's breakdancing or skateboarding or video games. Whatever you're good at, you had the skills to make it happen. And those same skills will help us get to college. Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org.
I've got what it takes. So do you.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.